98.1 KZE. Once again, it's time for Friends Day, brought to you by The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, bringing you live local music from here in the KZE studio. Today, I'm very excited to welcome a first-time Friends Day guest, a Hudson Valley musician for her first time here in the KZE studio. Please welcome Hen in the Fox House.
Hello, so happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Will you grace us with a song to begin?
Sure. So this is called War on Little Girls, and it's on the record I just put out in August called Look Up.
Awesome.
I taught women's studies at Vassar for 9 years, and this is queer feminist of color anthem.
Excellent.
Yeah, I realized recently that's my brand, like slightly rageful, mostly happy, queer feminist of color indie pop.
Please send all of that to me so I can play it on the radio.
There's a war on little girls from their dads and from their moms. Close your lips and play dumb. Whatever you do, don't ruffle up feathers. Heathers. Dance around and let them gawk. They can't help how they talk. It's who they are. It's biological. No one that's too young, no relation under the sun. It can come from anyone at the grocery store, under the covers. Hateful lovers taking out their anger on you just because they can, 'cause they wanna feel like a man. Rotted at the core, let's decide we want more. There's a good use for manure. Let's sow a better future for our daughters, our queer sons and daughters. Stop making every patriarch out to be a messiah, and make every creep a pariah. Brightness that made you vulnerable. It was their shitty choices, and you will be free again. But there's a war on little girls from their dads and from their moms. Close your legs and play dumb. When you get married, pretend there's nothing better. You were nothing at first, then you met this jerk. Now you're a bride. Now you've got a reason to smile. Ooh. There's no one that's too young, no relation under the sun. It can come from anyone. The natural effect of a racist colonial vision that hates girls and women.
KZE. Hen in the Fox House is my guest in the studio. Thank you for that. Very much what I needed to hear today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love when that happens.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me. And it's always really great to meet a Hudson Valley musician that I haven't met before. So, will you give us kind of the rundown on how you started playing music and anything, any fun facts?
Sure. My fun fact. My mom is from Honduras. She still lives there. And she is very creative. She was kind of my inspiration. I just always saw her making stuff. She was constantly making stuff. And then not music, but like everything else. Mm-hmm. And then my dad was a singer, and he had five siblings, and they used to get together and play folk songs. And there's just nothing better than like four-part harmony.
Oh God, yeah.
To me. And so I just instantly was hooked the first time I heard that.
Yeah.
I was like 12.
Did you start playing guitar right around that time?
Yeah. And I was lucky enough that my aunt, his older sister was a music teacher. So she gave me a guitar and like taught me some songs. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. What brought you to the Hudson Valley teaching?
Yeah. I got the job at Vassar. Had never been here before.
It's kind of what the Hudson Valley does, especially to musicians. I've said this many, many times on the radio, but that's how I ended up here. Is I came for school and found the music scene and stayed.
Yeah. Yeah, I stayed for the music scene and also like for the nature and the people.
Yeah.
I love the people here.
Yeah. So tell me about your record. You just put out an album?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. We spent like 2.5 years recording it virtually because my producer... It's me and my producer, like it's the two of us, very collaborative project. I write all the songs, but the songs are very much half him. Mm-hmm. And he's in England. So it was like we recorded five songs together. I flew out there, but then the rest of it was all virtual. So it was like a communication, like PhD and like sending files.
Yeah.
But yeah, It's awesome. I'm really proud of it. It's eclectic, but the songs still all hang together, which is really what I was going for.
There's a bit of a underlying theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a vibe.
Yeah.
But there's like indie electro pop and then like more kind of alt country songs like the song I just played.
Yeah.
And then there's a string quartet because I wrote a string quartet. So
did you record all of the string parts?
I don't play strings, but I composed it and wrote out the parts and gave it to my friend.
Awesome.
To play.
Yeah.
And his name is Kit Massey. He's a beast on the violin. He plays this like octave violin, which plays an octave above a regular violin.
Oh, wow.
It's wild.
Yeah. I'm a very, very baby violin player. So I know enough to be really impressed when somebody is really good at violin.
Yeah. I had a dream that I could play it really well one night. And ever since then, I feel like I can, but I can't.
Isn't that heartbreaking? You can hear it in your head. You're like, this is what I want it to sound like. But your fingers won't quite do it.
Betrayed by the astral.
Hen in the Fox House is my guest, and you very cleverly have it written on your guitar with the ampersand, so I assume that's your social media handle as well.
Yeah, I know it's kind of gross marketing, but I figured sometimes people walk in for 5 seconds and then they have to leave, so if they like you, mm-hmm. if you have your handle there, then they have a way to find you.
Yeah.
So yeah I'm at Hen in Fox House. Pretty much the only social media I do is Instagram, but I am growing my YouTube channel right now because we're doing music videos for each of the songs. My friend, who's a puppeteer, an amazing artist, is making like shadow puppet and 3D puppet videos. So it's been really fun to explore YouTube, which is like a less harsh form of social media, I feel
like. Yeah. I mean, it's all exhausting. I am, you know, another thing that probably people are sick of hearing me talk about, but just how exhausting it is to constantly be churning out content. So I don't know if you find that at all with the YouTube.
Oh my God, it's so crazy that you mentioned that. I shouldn't say the word crazy. It's wild that you mentioned that because I just wrote a piece for my blog on like mindfulness and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that has to change is like this idea that, oh, if you just produce more content, like people still think that. I'm like, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Everyone's exhausted.
Yeah. Something's got to give.
Just everybody chill out and make like one good thing a month.
Everybody chill out is... Yeah.
Perhaps a lot to ask for,
but at least
just make one thing a month. And then you will chill out.
That'd be really great.
Like... The thing people are tired of is like bad content and that grabby feeling of like somebody's trying to grab your attention. People are exhausted of that.
Well, that's what I find so hard about TikTok, which I know is like
one
of the big ones.
I can't. To me, that's like
you open it and it's instantly screaming a video at you.
TikTok is the apocalypse.
Like, I avoid it. Like, there's a lot of things. Plague. I just can't.
Like, my brain feels like it's dying.
Yeah.
When I look at
TikTok. I know. And Instagram is not much better, but I am guilty of using it and doom scrolling on it a lot.
I probably these days spend like 5 minutes a week on Instagram.
Good for you.
And it's way better for me.
Yeah.
I think if you're very sensitive in particular, and I think more introverts sometimes use social media because we're like trying to escape.
Mm-hmm.
But then you end up getting overwhelmed. Yeah. And
do you consider yourself more of an introvert?
Today, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most days. Yeah. Most days. I have like extrovert days sometimes. Yeah.
Well, it's funny, you know, I think a lot of musicians kind of toe that line where, like, you know, yes, songwriting can be a very, very solitary thing. And then, of course, you know, if you enjoy performing, then people maybe assume that you like to be the center of attention, but that's not really what it is.
Right. That's so, I love this conversation. I feel like it's just flowing. But I've just been thinking about, I have a need to perform. But it's a funny kind of need because I am introverted. So it's like there are discrete moments in time where I really like to perform and be seen in those moments.
Yeah.
But it is not all the time.
Yeah.
At all.
I feel the same way. And I've said this to friends that, like, I am a musician. I enjoy performing. But then in my day-to-day life, I do not really like attention on me.
Where do you perform?
Oh, I play, I sing lead in Taylor Swift. It's the local Taylor Swift cover band.
I've really been wanting to listen to them. I love Taylor Swift, and I love the idea of a Taylor Swift cover band.
Yeah, well, hey, I want to keep the conversation on you, but thank you. We'll talk about it off the air.
We could plug both of us. Oh, I did want to let people know, if they just tuned in or even if they didn't. I'm playing a show Friday night at the Unicorn with a full band.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It's going to be really awesome to play all the songs. Not all the songs, but playing 6 songs. We're doing a cover of Portishead from Dummy, which I'm really excited about.
Awesome.
And yeah, at the Unicorn Bar, there's 3 other bands playing, Ghost Prom and Lua, who are both local, and then Mount Palm, who's on tour from Bethesda, Maryland. And so it should be really fun. It's $15 and the doors are at 7. Music starts at 8. But yeah, come on down if you want to hear some really good indie music from the Hudson Valley.
Awesome.
And just hang out.
Hen in the Fox House is my guest. You want to play us another song?
Yeah. I'm trying to decide whether... Thank you so much, MK. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I love KZE, man.
Thank you.
KZE is like... a vibe.
It's a long time staple, you know, and I feel like it's always been, there's just something very nice and grassroots about the station.
Yeah. All right. Should I just play it? Are we short for time?
No.
Okay. Not at all.
Yeah, I want to tell a little story about this song.
Please. Kinda
lighten the mood, I guess, for my earlier song. I wrote this after spending an evening with a gentleman caller. And the next morning he left, and it was the kind of thing where I was like, okay, I'm not gonna see him again. It was just, you know, it's one of those things.
Sure.
It was like, you know, and that was fine. But I was like glowing, and I was like, so I just felt so good, and I was like, how can I keep this feeling going, because I know he's not gonna come back, and I don't want it to be dependent on someone who I'm literally watching walking away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote this song, and it worked. I literally felt good for like a day and a half while I was writing it.
Good idea.
Thanks.
Yeah.
This is called My Goodness. But yeah, this is like all the reverb you want to add. I'm sorry. God, I love bathing in someone's golden. Can't get enough, can't take their eyes off. But I can do it for myself, thinking about my goodness. Math and great with dogs, generous with my heart and
flirty confidence. Keeping on trying to be a better person, saying I'll do things, and then doing them. Trying not to be an asshole. Never giving up on things that are hard, like staying in love. Humble and a good mentor, worked hard and been lucky for everything I've got. Know if I'll ever have kids of my own, but it doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter, 'cause I finally think I'd make a good parent. Self-worth, hard won, but that don't make it lesser than I'm good at math and gray with dogs, generous with my time and a good friend.
KZE, Hen in the Fox House has been my guest. You can find her on Instagram at Hen in Fox House, and catch her on Friday night at Kingston at Unicorn, which we were just chatting with Francesca. I want to say that was maybe last week.
I heard that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today. It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you too. Thanks for having me.
We've got your community bulletin board now and Sue Foley up next on KZE.